Even though restrictions are easing, many of us are still spending more time than we usually would inside in a bid to flatten the curve. And experts say all that time we've spent cooped up indoors is part of the reason why there's been a steep increase in the number of reports of image-based sexual abuse over the past couple of months. But authorities say they are having success in getting abusive material removed. Claudia Long reports.
Julie Inman-Grant is used to dealing with the awful side of the internet.
We've probably worked with about 150 different websites around the globe, and some of them are the worst of the worst.
As a safety commissioner, she's responsible for keeping Australians safe online, which includes being one of the first ports of call for victims of image-based sexual abuse. That means somebody taking, sharing, or threatening to share sexual images of you without your consent.
It does cause significant harm, and there's a lot of anxiety.
Recently, there's been a big uptick in reports from victims. From March to May, the average increase was 200%, but the peak was over the Easter weekend, with almost 600% more reports than normal. And Julie Inman-Grant offers a few clues about why it happens to coincide with the COVID-19 pandemic.
Now, this is a combination of what you might call sexting gone wrong. So people relying on digital intimacy tools to share affection, love, sexual gratification, rather than meeting physically in person during lockdown. But we've also seen a huge sextortion scam that's resurged. It comes in the form of an email, which scares people into paying cryptocurrency payments.
One in five women between 18 to 45 will have experienced this kind of abuse. And if you identify as LGBTIQ, that increases to one in four. If you're Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, or someone with a disability, that chance goes up again to one in three, according to the commissioner. And there are plenty of barriers preventing victims from coming forward, according to Anastasia Powell, who's an Associate Professor of Criminology and Justice Studies at RMIT.
They're not sure who they can turn to in terms of their friends or family or even making a report, who's going to believe them and who's not going to further shame and blame them for the abuse.
She says removing victim blaming from the equation is crucial to getting help.
Now more than ever, I think it should be clear to us that it is not the exchange of intimate imagery between consenting adults that is the problem here, but in fact the actions of those people who choose to use that to abuse one another.
E-Safety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant says when victims are ready to come forward, her office is ready to help, with a 90% success rate in getting images and videos taken down.
You know, when you have the government seal and the power of government regulatory scheme behind you, it does cause people to look at their own terms of service and rethink whether it's worth them having those images or videos posted on their sites.
The federal government is planning to unveil a new Online Safety Act, which it says will include a new adult cyber abuse scheme. It's expected to be introduced to the Parliament later this year.
Claudia Long with that report, and if you or someone you know is dealing with image-based sexual abuse, you can call 1-800-RESPECT or reach out to the eSafety Commissioner at www.esafety.gov.au.